The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
But first, the coronavirus is all over the newspapers this morning. The virus risk warning was raised to very high last night by the WHO, and the list of affected countries is edging towards 60. Later in the show, we'll have two employment experts in to give advice about workplaces. So if you have any questions as an employer or as an employee, please get in touch by text to 51551, tweet at the business RTE or email the business at rte.ie, and we will hopefully get to those later. But first, let's look at the impact the virus has had here and internationally, from trouble for travel companies to unscrupulous opportunities for other businesses. We're joined by consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire and Conor McMahon of the Sunday Times. You're both very welcome to the programme. Siobhan, first to you, this is a very serious health issue and a crisis. It seems inevitable that within the corporate world, somebody is going to see an opportunity here. And there has been some profiteering, hasn't there?
Absolutely, Richard. I mean, as the virus spreads, so too do the stories of price gouging across the world. Amazon, for example, informed third-party sellers during the week that it is removing listings for products that include false claims about the coronavirus. Some of the most bizarre claims include vitamin C products that have gone on sale and the people selling them claiming that it can actually cure the coronavirus. A quick search on Amazon throws out myriad items claiming to keep the virus at bay, including a rapid test kit to see if your dog or cat has the virus. And that's retailing for €52.
Oh, my God. Now, one would hope that Amazon would remove fake claims ordinarily anyway, whether there's a coronavirus or not in relation to products. But this seems to be drawing in all kinds of products that people are taking an opportunity on.
It really is, Richard. And also, I mean, just in terms of price inflation as well, Keepa, Amazon's price tracker, they found some very dubious activity in the sale of hygienic masks this week. One pack of disposable masks priced at $125 on Sunday was suddenly $220 by Wednesday. A basic pack of sanitary masks, and we know these don't keep the virus at bay, was priced $4 in early January, but by Tuesday had tripled to $15. So we do see this kind of price inflation. Keepa also reported that a bestseller in Amazon's medical face mask category surged by four times. The medical grade N95 increased from $38 to $81.
These are massive price hikes. In Italy, where they've had an issue with the coronavirus and it has been spreading there and it's become more challenging, is something similar going on there?
Absolutely. Reuters reported during the week how Italian authorities have begun an investigation into rocketing online prices, because in the absence of masks and hand sanitizers being available in pharmacies and supermarkets, because obviously they're sold out, people are moving online. And what the authorities have found, that one liter a bottle of disinfectant that cost €7 a week ago has shot up to €40. And just to give this demand context as well, Richard, the research institute Nielsen reported that sales of hand sanitizer gels in Italy rose to 900,000 packs in the first 6 weeks of 2020. And that's a ninefold increase on last year. And they're expecting by today, the end of the month, that will reach 1 million.
Now, whatever about people trying to make money off this, others are inevitably going to lose money. One of the things that is proving very costly and should have a big impact on business as well is around big international conferences that have been cancelled.
So many have been cancelled. Facebook on Thursday announced its decision to cancel its annual F8 software developer conference. And that's enormous. Around 5,000 people attend that annually. It's held in California. We had Mobile World Congress that was to be held in Barcelona cancelled. In Milan, the largest furniture fair in the world has been postponed until June. That was due to take place in April. The Geneva Motor Show, due to start on Monday, has been cancelled following a ban from the Swiss authorities.
And they've introduced a ban where any gathering of over 1,000 people has been stopped. The Geneva Motor Show, which I know a bit about because I went to it a couple of years ago, and it attracts 660,000 people, and 50% of them come from abroad over a 10-day period. So it would have been a viral hotbed.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, the cancellation of these conferences, Connor, inevitably feeds into the travel industry, but people on holidays and consumers and outside of business. What's been going on within the industry?
So from speaking to people working within the industry, this week has basically been an all-encompassing, lockdown on trying to reassure customers, people that have booked holidays, people that are considering booking holidays. Agents are trying to get the message out there, you know, that there are only certain regions where they can't travel. There hasn't been restrictions on many other destinations. The biggest impact that I've heard is just people looking at future bookings. Obviously, if you're hearing in the news that there have been quarantined hotels in Tenerife, the ship in Japan also under quarantine, people just don't feel as confident booking a holiday right now.
And talking to travel agents, are they seeing cancellations? Are they having to persuade people? Or is the psychology of this, like even within a family, you might have one person who's looking for reasons not to book and not to go. Say, look, we shouldn't go there. And others within the family might be saying, well, we should talk to them. They're looking for reasons to go.
Yeah.
Why they should continue with their plans.
So some agencies have, they've actually redeployed staff in the sales team. They've just moved them into their customer service hotline just to deal with queries like that. And exactly, that's what's happening right now. They're trying to reassure customers, convince them why they shouldn't cancel. But they're also just, they're very well aware that people maybe not in the mood to make a booking this week. But they're quite confident that at some point those sales will recover. So it's not that people have decided, I'm not going to go on holidays this year. I want to wait and see. I don't necessarily want to book now until I'm more reassured.
Within the wider airline and travel industry, Willie Walsh, the chief executive of AIG, which owns Aer Lingus and British Airways, he talked about how, in a sense, the game has changed, there's no question of this being contained within Asia. Once it arrived in Italy in a serious way, it is going to have an impact on his business and other airlines in a big way.
Yes, this is a big test for the airline industry, which has grown so rapidly over the last decade, particularly for IAG. They obviously had routes into Asia, some of them still operating, but they did cancel some routes to China. Of course, when it arrived then in Europe, that again, it's the same reaction. People just, they're not quite sure whether they should make a booking. I know IAG were saying some of their Italian routes had been badly hit, including ones that weren't near the regions that were affected. Again, people just, they just want reassurance and they don't want to necessarily be making bookings that they're going to have to cancel down the line.
There is also, Connor, an impact potentially. This is the time of year when a lot of Americans book their holidays to Ireland for the summer. Mm. They'll make those bookings now. Is there any sign so far that those numbers might be affected and that the Irish tourism industry here could be affected?
So the domestic tourism industry, so in terms of inbound traffic, they're saying that international markets are relatively steady right now. Again, they're obviously monitoring the situation. When you mention North America, it is a market that can be spooked. This year is also unusual in that there's been other global events that may have affected decision making. But there's also a presidential election, and I've heard that also can impact people's decision making for holidays. So
you might be nervous. Mm. And Siobhan, when it comes to the business world, inevitably the stock market has taken a big pounding this week.
It really has, Richard. Almost $5 trillion has been wiped from shares market values so far this week. There's a headline in the Financial Times today: investors nurse big losses as virus fuels worst week since 2008 crisis. So the global stock market fell for the sixth straight day on Thursday as the S&P 500 index plunged to its worst loss in almost 9 years.
And of course, it can affect particular consumer brands and products as well. Diageo, for example, I think mentioned something about sales in China where people are not going out as much.
That's right, yeah. So Diageo is warning its profits will fall this year because, you know, the bars and restaurants have been closed. And China's a huge market for them. In the 6 months to the end of December last year, net sales in Greater China increased by 24%. We also have Apple, Microsoft, Danone have all come out and said that they have been heavily impacted by this. And then let's not forget poor old Corona, the Mexican
beer.
It has been unfortunately linked, obviously.
Wrong name, wrong time,
exactly.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Siobhan Maguire and Conor McMahon, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.